Today is Tuesday, the 28th of April, in the fourth week of Easter.
The Spirit is moving over the waters of our tears. Our bodies are yearning for the joy of coming years. But the Spirit turns our empty groaning into prayer. Even now we...
Paul's Ark with the Porter's Gate sings, "Spirit, move, keep on moving."
Spirit, move, keep on moving. Spirit, move, keep on moving. Creation is groaning with the pain of giving birth. New life is coming, resurrecting all the earth. When we don't know what to pray, the Spirit groans for us. For the breaking of the day that lifts us from the dust. Spirit, move. Silence of our hearts, and sing out within us of the promises of God. We are weary with the years, but hope is being born. Even through our pain and fear, we're waiting for the dawn. Spirit, move, keep on moving. Spirit, move, keep on moving.
Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Ooh, keep on moving.
Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that took place over Stephen travelled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, and they spoke the word to no one except Jews. But among them were some men of Cyprus and Cyrene who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists also, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for an entire year they associated with the church and taught a great many people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians.
Today's passage has so much movement in it, painting a picture of the time. Take a moment to place yourself inside that picture. Imagine the ancient city of Antioch. Like any busy metropolis today, streets full of traders, languages, and cultures. A small gathering of believers, ordinary people who fled persecution after the death of Stephen. Into this scene arrives Barnabas. He sees the community and, instead of suspicion, he responds with joy. Stay in the scene for a moment. What draws your attention? There is more movement as Barnabas later travels to find Saul and bring him back. And together, they teach this young community for a whole year. Where might movement and new life be trying to grow in your life? As you listen to the passage again, notice where the Holy Spirit may be moving in your life.
Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that took place over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, and they spoke the word to no one except Jews. But among them were some men of Cyprus and Cyrene who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists also, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced. And he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for an entire year they associated with the church and taught a great many people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians.
And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. The community receives a new name. Saul, too, will become known in a new way. In the presence of the Spirit, consider what might be being renewed in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.